Welcome to the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board. If you wouldn't mind standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, I certainly would appreciate it. No flag. Let's just pretend. Let's just pretend the virtual flag. Or you want to wait, or do you want to?
No.
Okay, let's wait.
This is a community center before it's a meeting room.
All right. You can sit down. I'll just stand because I'm going to be sitting a long time. So feel free to sit. Okay. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. If you wouldn't mind, please standing. Ready to begin? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Okay, let's see. All right. Call to order, Pledge of Allegiance, and roll call. All right, may I have the roll call? Well, actually, we don't need to. There's three present. Carol Lee White is excused, says she fell ill earlier today. So before I begin reading a little thing, I just want to say this is the end of the year. It's our last meeting. For whatever reason, whatever you do during the month of December, be at peace, you know, and just enjoy that we're here, even though we might be arguing, but we're here. All right, so items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at the meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or other electronic devices. And please take all private conversations outside of the room. And I graciously ask that you please refrain from talking while the meeting's going on, because the sound does carry, and it does disrupt the recording. So with that, we'll go into public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, which we don't have, but just stand up. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. So at this time, is there any member of the public that would like to speak on any of the agenda items? Okay. Seeing no movement, we'll move forward. All right, let's move to the approval of the minutes for November 25 for possible action. Let's before you. If there's no any comments, I'm open to a motion to accept.
A motion to approve.
Okay, motion to approve. If there's no further comment, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Okay. So for tonight's agenda, let's see. It's noted that items 2, 3, 4, and 5 are related, and I would recommend that we combine the discussion of those items, but vote on each item separately. So having said that, Matt, did you want to move to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. Now let's move to any informational items. Mr. Shannon?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's just move right in. Do we have a applicant for item 1? All right. As I read into the record, you can either stand at the podium or you can just sit there. All right, ET-25-400123, WS-24-0464, Baumgartner, Nicole Irene. Waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following. 1, reduced setbacks. 2, reduced building separation in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.55 acres in an RS 20 residential single-family 20 zone within the Neighborhood Protection, RNP, overlay, generally located south of Palmera Avenue and east of Sorrell Street with Spring Valley. So if you would, sir, just speak to the reason of the extension of time.
Okay. David Turner, 1210 Henson Street. The reason for the extension of time is we're in the process of trying to satisfy the original NOFA. We're in for building permit. We have been in for building permit for a while. The structural and the geotechnical are kind of having some issues. We've already dedicated right-of-way. We did submitted a finished floor waiver. And so we just need some additional time to satisfy the building permit.
All right, thank you. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on what was presented? All right, seeing no movement, we'll move forward, bring it back to the board. Does any member of the board have any questions or comments? Seeing none, okay, I'm open to a motion.
I would motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right, there's a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All right, motion carries. Thank you
thank
for
you
your
so
time.
Much. Happy holidays.
You too.
All right, okay. Do we have a presenter for items 2 through 5? Okay, I'm assuming you're the presenter.
I am.
All right. So you can sit. It's going to be a while for while I read through all these items.
Do you have any water?
Just kidding.
Out in the hall, there's a fountain. All right, we're not there yet. PA-25-700051, Post Hoc LLC. It's a plan amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from neighborhood commercial to business employment on 2.71 acres, generally located east of Mohawk Street and south of Saab Avenue alignment within Spring Valley. Item 3, which is ZC-25-0795, Post Hoc LLC, a zone change to reclassify 2.71 acres from an RS-20 residential single-family 20 zone to an IL, industrial light zone, within the Airport Environs AE-65 overlay, generally located east of Mohawk Street and south of Saab Avenue, alignment within Spring Valley, description on file. Item 4, which is a VS-25-0796-Post-Hoc LLC, it's a vacate and abandon. Easements of interest to Clark County located between Saab Avenue alignment and Tico's Avenue alignment and Mohawk Street alignment and Edmund Street alignment within Spring Valley description on file. And lastly, item 5, WS-25-0797, Post Hoc LLC, waiver of development standards to reduce the throat depth. This is a design review for a proposed office/warehouse building on 2.71 acres in an industrial light zone, pardon me, within Airport Environs AE-65 overlay, located east of Mohawk Street and south of Saab Avenue alignment within Spring Valley. Your floor.
Good evening, council members. My name is Randy Black Jr. My address is BLACK, is the spelling of my last name. Address is 11825 Blue Diamond Road, Las Vegas, Nevada 89161. I am the advocate here on behalf of ourselves. This is a development on 2.71 acres in an area that has changed a little bit in nature into more of an industrial corridor. It is close to Sunset Decatur area, if you're aware of it. In regards to our proposed use is for a office warehouse for light manufacturing. It is an owner user who's relocating here from Irvine, California to put their practice in place on this particular property. In relation, I'll take these in order. Number two, the designation to change the land use category. The land use category on the abutting properties to the northeast, south, and west, so we are the donut hole in here, is business enterprise. That's kind of self-explanatory in and of itself. In relationship to the zone change, the process and protocol for this is to change the master plan and then simultaneously request the zone change so that we can go to the appropriate category for the building that we're showing here on the site plan. The vacation and abandonments are along right-of-way easements that are of no purpose, that are actually a requirement of the development for right-of-ways or streets that go nowhere on that property. So no one's being landlocked or affected negatively. Those are all affecting our parcels. I can get into detail if you want, but I'll let you ask the questions. And then the related number five issue on the throat depth is we are constricted to a bolt for a cul-de-sac down here on this side. It gives us limited depth on that access point into the property. And it's a legal hardship that's created by this drainage channel that's running at a diagonal, so it's not a typical parcel on what would have been a 2.5 acres that would be 330 by 330, where we would have the depth to actually accomplish what the development standards request. So with that description, I'll stand for any questions and see if I can shed any light on any of the issues that are before you today.
Okay, great, thank you. So are there members of the public that would like to address these items that was just presented? All right, seeing no movement, we'll bring it back to the board. Questions and comments?
Firstly, it's my understanding that you had letters from the residents in that cul-de-sac that were in support of this project that I read as part of your application.
We may have. I know they have in the past. So the long history on this, going back a couple of years, is there's a cul-de-sac that is the only cul-de-sac in that between Patrick and Post of four single-family homes that were built on half-acre lots. They were building, the industrial came in to literally across the street. So as property owners in the area, we met with Gary and Todd and Terry and Shelley and the whole crew. And their concern was is that the industrial development was coming in on top of their half acre estate lots. That's a problem. It's a conflict. They're not really the best abutting uses. So with their cooperation, we actually helped with the master plan designation change on the entire cul-de-sac so that they can convert those houses from residential use into more of a private, kind of almost like a live and work shop space with the underlying designated zoning. The guy on the north, what would it be? It would be the northeast corner of the cul-de-sac, so the corner of Mohawk and Mohawk. Terry, he runs a race car team and actually has turned his garage into some of the shop or the repairs and maintenance and prep work and whatnot for the store. So yeah, we have in the past. Do we have letters from them on this? I don't think we do for this particular action. But we have had their support in the past, and the piece to the south has been zoned, so I kind of think they're, by not being here in protest, I would say that's a little bit of an acquiescence. I don't know if it's a full support, but.
Well, no, and which is precisely why I ask, and I'm kind of shocked that nobody from this neighborhood is here, because they're they're big fighters for this, maintaining the RPN. But the sheer fact that there was support for this is obviously...
Yeah, it's a kind of specialty little zone.
And given everything around it, which has already been designated, there's no chance of any residential being built there, so this is specifically why we ask. I have no further questions.
All right. Okay, Matt, did you have anything?
No.
Okay, I don't have any further questions, so...
No Randy for Randy questions?
No Randy for Randy questions. I tried, but I did get, so this is an aside, it really should be off the record, but if you go to Randy's Donuts, ask him for a Randy discount, you'll get a free donut.
Do I?
But you gotta prove that you're a Randy. Anyway, all right, sorry for that. Can you delete this off the record?
That's a good insight tip.
It's good for all Randys.
All right, so moving down, let's go with item two. Is there a motion?
I would make a motion to approve.
Okay, motion has been approved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye, all right. Item two passes. Item three.
Item three, I would make a motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right, motion to approve with staff conditions for item three. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Item four.
I would make a motion to approve with staff conditions as well.
All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, item five, you wanna go for the home run or the grand slam?
Sure. I will do a motion to approve with staff conditions with added conditions.
All right.
I add conditions to that with that I would like to condition a 6-foot sound attenuation wall on the west side. Mature trees buffering on the west side. And an hours of operation limitation of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
The reason I am saying this is that despite the fact that there may be approval and support by those residents, they're the residents now. They may not be the residents in the future, and we want to try and protect those property values there and make sure that property is as protected as possible from the encroaching industrial that is surrounding them.
Sure. Understood. Can I ask one question? I'm like, do we have that setback? Do we have room on the wall? We would concur with those additional conditions as long as planning doesn't have an issue with the height of the wall.
Completely understood, and obviously this goes to the
planning
condition
any...
for that. Simply my recommendation of the
okay.
conditions.
Okay, so planning's not indicating, but it's got to go through the process. So what's
sure.
said here is a recommendation. So,
sure.
All right, so if you wouldn't mind repeating the condition that you mentioned
sure.
just for the record.
This is for WS-25-0797. A 6-foot sound attenuation wall on the west side of the property, a buffering of mature trees on the west side of the property, and then an hours of operation limitation of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, that's the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposed? All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for your service to the community. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Welcome to Las Vegas. I moved from Irvine myself. All right. Thank you for that, Patrick and Matt. Item six. Is there an applicant for item six? All right. Let me read this into the record. You can sit while I'm reading this. It's a use permit. It's UC-25-0784, Mountaintop Faith Ministries. It's a use permit to allow recreational facility in conjunction with an existing place of worship on 11.33 acres in an RS-20 residential single-family 20 zone within the neighborhood protection RNP overlay, generally located on Edna Avenue and west of Lindell Road within Spring Valley. Okay, the floor is yours, sir.
Sir, Andy Bischel, president and CEO of Boys and Girls Club Southern Nevada, 2850 South Lindell, across the street from Mountaintop Faith Ministries. Our lead club at the Lindell is being converted into a Pinecrest K-8 school. During that construction, we wanted to make sure that we have continuing services for our kids and our families. We arranged with Mountaintop Faith Ministries. I have a picture of their existing portables that are referenced.
If you wouldn't mind giving a copy to Mike so he can pop it up on the screen for us.
I'll give you one, and I can give Mike one, too.
Hey, you can use this one.
Okay, so those are existing portables, so we'll be using those portables during construction to work with our kids in the normal Boys and Girls Club way. And then once construction is completed on the K through 8 school, those kids will go back. So it's a special use permit to work with kids from ages 6 through 12.
Okay. Is there any, are you through?
I'm good.
Any comments from any member of the public?
Today was the first we even heard of this.
So, sir, if you wouldn't mind standing up and just address.
Sir, cul-de-sac right across from this.
Let me finish talking with you first, okay? All right, so just go ahead and stand up. Just name for the record and just address us on this item, and then we'll convey any questions you might have for the applicant.
Okay, my name is Darren Perry. I live at 2961 Sean Darren Circle, and I'm like right at the end of the cul-de-sac right across from this thing. This is the first we heard about it was this afternoon. And I asked some other neighbors, they haven't heard anything at all about this. So it's like, can we get some information on this whole thing first? Are we supposed to get some kind of notification in the area that there's going to be some changes done to the zoning of our?
And your question, sir?
Is
that's your notification.
We only got it today.
Understand.
You know, but other people in my
area
have not
understand. So what's your question, sir?
Is should we not postpone this until other people in my neighborhood have been
all right?
Informed
so I'm gonna turn it over to planning and to explain the purpose of the information cards.
So the information cards are sent out primarily to address the BC and the PC and the BCC meetings. They are not legally notified to, or not legally required to notify four town advisory boards. It's a courtesy, but it's not a requirement.
So meaning we'll hear it,
sir. The ones of us that have been notified to notify everybody else.
Sir, so basically what that means is that we'll be hearing it here. We provide a recommendation. Then it goes on to either the BCC or the Planning Commission, and that is where you would record your comments for that. So that's notification is for the BCC or the Planning Commission meeting, not this meeting. So in answer to your question, you will have time to gather with your neighbors or whatever to discuss, to have the dialogue with the Planning Commission or the Board of Commissioners.
With the same information notification?
Yeah, so basically this is just an information gathering to get comments, initial comments. So it'll be recorded that you just got the notification, rightly so, but we're hearing to see what the information is, which you've heard. So is there any comments that you have regarding the gentleman's presentation at this time, other than the fact that this is the first time you've heard it?
That's basically it.
Okay.
All
right. If you could stand up and repeat.
My name is Barbara Foley. I live at 2961 Sean Darren Circle. And to go to your point that nobody was here disagreeing with one other gentleman, maybe that's why, because they didn't get a notice either. So I just want to bring that up again. And I was very shocked to hear now that it's the Boys and Girls Club who want to put the portals that we asked across the street not to be removed and have a charter school. They wanted to put a charter school into that same parking lot. Now it's a bait and switch. That's what I kind of feel like is happening again. And that's kind of all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right, let's bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments?
Nope.
I did. Okay, Matt, go ahead.
Question again. So is
And this is regarding the use permit.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So the charter school is currently confirmed, right? Or is that still under?
No, that's confirmed. That's
correct.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, you're out of order.
Sorry.
I'm just asking you. Okay, so that's already in plan that's set. So this plan is to do some expansion.
This is just to provide temporary services while construction is happening.
Okay.
They're renovating the Boys and Girls Club for the charter school.
Okay. They're currently on, but they've already gotten approval to the school, so that's step A is already done for, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so, just so I'm clear, this is to ensure that there's no disruption in service to the children.
Correct.
Right now, right? So it's a temporary use permit to maintain the services that we're doing for the community and the children there.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, open for a motion.
I would motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right, motion to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. All right, so let's see. Item seven, any applicant there? All right, let me read this into the record. UC-25-0793, California Sunshine Properties, LLC. It's a use permit to allow massage establishment within existing retail center on 1.32 acres in a CG commercial general zone within the airport environment's AE-60 overlay, generally located south of Patrick Lane and west of Rainbow Boulevard within Spring Valley. Sir?
Well, my name is Ash Mirchandani, A-S-H, last name Mirchandani, M-I-R-C-H-A-N-D-A-N-I. The address is 4485 South Buffalo Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89147. Well, good evening, members of the town advisory board. And Mr. Chair, I'm before you today for a special use permit. This business was bought recently by my client, who couldn't be here because he's traveling out of the country. He had to leave. A part of the conditional approval which the seller had got needed him to have a public hearing within 2 years of approval, which wasn't done. So we are trying to regularize it so that my client can operate as a massage establishment. Do you have any questions?
All right. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on what was just presented? Seeing none, bringing back to the board. Members of the board, any questions?
This is the existing massage place that's there. It's a spa, like it's full service.
That's right.
It's a typical facial.
Sure.
And the reason is because it's a new owner, so the license or the permit is not transferable. Is that correct? All right, great. All right, I'm open to a motion.
I move to approve staff conditions.
All right, there's been a motion to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All right, motion carries.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for your
thank
time.
Thank you. Okay, item eight. Do we have an applicant for item eight? We do. All right, let me read this into the record. Excuse me. It's a use permit, second extension of time for a cannabis establishment. Waiver of development standards to replace landscaping. Design reviews for the following: one, commercial building; two, finished grade on 0.37 acres in a CG commercial general zone. Generally located west of Fort Apache Road and south of Hacienda Avenue within Spring Valley. All right, if you wouldn't mind just addressing the extension of time and why it's the second time.
Sure. Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. So this site was approved for a cannabis retail facility with a drive-through in 2021. We had a first extension of time approved in January of last year. So we are back for our second extension of time. This site and the land use approval was subject to litigation. So there was essentially a stay on being able to commence work. That is the main reason why two extensions have been required. If you drive by, the building is up and they're nearing completion. They're very close to getting their certificate of occupancy. So I believe one of the conditions is until May of 2026 to commence. That's more than enough time. They'll be ready to go and open by then. So they're nearing the time where they can start scheduling final inspections with both building and with the CCD.
All right, thank you.
With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, any members of the public that would like to comment or ask a question regarding what was presented? All right, seeing no movement, bring it back to the board. Any questions, comments from the members of the board?
No questions.
Seeing none. Okay, I'm open for, oh, I'm sorry, Matt.
No, I don't have.
Okay, is there a motion?
Move to approve with staff conditions.
All right, so move to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Nope. Motion carries. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
All right, you too. Take care. Drive carefully out there. It's crazy. Okay, item nine. Item nine? I'm observant. All right, let me read this into the record. It's an extension of time, ET25-400129, ZC-23-02272, Roadrunner Trust, and Carrison Andrew John, TRS. Use permits, first extension of time for the following: a mini warehouse and off-highway vehicle, recreational vehicle, and watercraft storage facility. Oh, I remember this. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, access local streets; 2, reduce parking; 3, to increase wall height; 4, to allow attached sidewalks; and 5, allow modified driveway design standards. A design review for a mini warehouse with vehicle storage on 2.5 acres in a CG commercial zone, excuse me, a commercial general zone, generally located on Jones Boulevard with south of O'Bannon Drive, within Spring Valley planning area. Sir, if you just address the reason for the extension of time.
The reason for the extension of time, the number one, there was a design change.
Your name, sir?
Hi, I'm Don Morgan with Indy Younger. Sorry about that. There was a change in design. There's actually two buildings now to make it a little bit more efficient. We'll rotate around. It's all still within outside the walls. That's a quick zoning change. And then the extension of time is it expired. And we didn't know that it was expired because we had a demo permit we performed under and cleared off the old lot after the zoning was approved. So we didn't know that the clock was still ticking on it. So it expired, and we just found out we have our off-site permit. There's no more extension needed. We have building permits. We're ready to go.
Okay.
So it was just an oversight, Randy.
All right. Okay. So you don't need an extension?
I do.
You do? Okay, got it.
So what happened was they let me have the permits, but we still have to go through this process.
Got it. Okay. And you're going through this just to straighten out?
Yes, sir. To get the official extension.
Okay.
The formality of.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments from us?
They're the Carlsons. So.
No questions.
No.
Matt, no. Okay. I'm open for a motion.
I would like a motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right, move to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All those not opposed, or not, all those opposed. All right. Motion carries. Thank you.
Cool.
All right.
Which jet skis are you selling?
Huh?
Well, I'm right. When you buy one, I have a place for you to store it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Look, I have one of my cars down at our office, and I'm like, I need to get a space down here. And of course, my bot name is like,
well, hurry up.
All right.
All right,
thank you.
Good night. Happy
okay, holiday. Let's move to general business.
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
All right. Okay. Any comments by the member of the public? Okay, I don't see any member of the public. Comments? Oh, none. Meeting. Next meeting is not December 9th. What is the next meeting?
It's January
13th. We're no more meetings this year, and we will be going on January 13th.
Okay, let's adjourn, and then I have a general comment for everybody.
6:34.
Okay, motion to adjourn. All those in token. All right, motion.